This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about social media companies censoring doctors from sharing about effective treatment for COVID-19. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
On July 27th, a group called America's Frontline Doctors met together in Washington, D.C. to share their findings from their frontline experience treating COVID-19 patients. In a public press conference in front of the Supreme Court building, the doctors openly shared their findings and expressed their frustration that politics has gotten in the way of practicing medicine and saving lives. The conference was streamed live and shared virally online until Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube removed the videos claiming that the medical doctors were sharing false information. The controversial topic that is leading to the censorship is the use of the drug hydroxychloroquine in treatment for the novel coronavirus. Doctors all over the world have been using the 65-year-old anti-malaria drug and have seen notable success treating their patients. But after President Donald Trump suggested that hydroxychloroquine was a possible treatment or cure for the Wuhan coronavirus, the media and opponents to the president immediately started ridiculing and downplaying the extremely affordable and readily available treatment. The frontline doctors shared their credentials, studies, articles, and personal experience treating patients and seeing tremendous success with their methods. The doctors referenced an article published in Newsweek written by Yale University Public Health Professor of Epidemiology, Harvey A. Risch, M.D., that linked to his original article in the American Journal of Epidemiology. And in that article, he said, "I am usually accustomed to advocating for positions within the mainstream of medicine. So I have been flummoxed to find that, in the midst of the crisis, I am fighting for a treatment that data fully support, but which, for reasons having nothing to do with correct understanding of the science, have been pushed to the sidelines. As a result, tens of thousands of patients with COVID-19 are dying unnecessarily. Fortunately, the situation can be reversed easily and quickly. I'm referring, of course, to the medication hydroxychloroquine. When this inexpensive oral medication is given very early in the course of illness, before the virus has had time to multiply beyond control, it has shown to be highly effective, especially when given in combination with the antibiotics azithromycin or doxycycline and the nutritional supplement zinc. The frontline doctors are complaining that this medication has become highly politicized and that it has not been used properly in many studies. One of the doctors said that in some of the studies, the drug was given in toxic level dosages, when a small dosage would have been the best course of action. Dr. Stella Emanuel's portion of the video has received most of the attention for her impassioned message. She said that she has treated over 350 COVID patients, and they are all well. She hasn't lost one, even ones with diabetes, high blood pressure, old age, and other comorbidities. The videos from this conference were shared 600,000 times, had more than 17 million views on Facebook and 80,000 views on YouTube, and was even shared in a tweet by President Trump himself, only to have it deleted and removed by the tech companies a short time later. The social media companies were saying that information shared by licensed practicing medical doctors is spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. The doctors also said that children have very little risk of transmitting the virus to their teachers or other adults, and said that there is not one reported case of a child infecting an adult, and they recommend that schools should reopen. Many doctors around the country have been told that they can't prescribe hydroxychloroquine, and pharmacists have been reluctant to fill prescriptions of the politically charged medicine. Now these brave doctors are fighting the virus, as well as big tech censorship. Pray that the truth will be made known. Healing will come to our land, and free speech will not be censored. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John.
God bless you.